More Israeli security forces have been deployed after clashes with Palestinian demonstrators and knife hit-and-run attacks in which an Israeli soldier and a civilian were killed. These follow incidents in which Palestinians drove vehicles into pedestrians at public transportation stops, killing two people and injuring a dozen more. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised a tough response.
We will fight against the incitement from the Palestinian Authority with agents from extremist Islam. We will act decisively against the rioters calling for Israel's annihilation.
Palestinians accuse his government of incitement by failing to stop visits by right-wing Israelis to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, or Temple Mount, which is revered by both Muslims and Jews. Anger over what is seen as the Israeli government's neglect of predominantly Arab East Jerusalem is another major factor, according to the director of the International Peace and Cooperation Institute, Rami Nasrallah.
We have a crisis in Jerusalem, and the crisis is also related, it's mainly related to the education issue, to the socioeconomic reality of the Palestinians. These people have no hope, and that's no one talk about this.
Some are calling the attacks the beginning of a third intifada, or uprising. But the collapse of the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks in April has changed the situation, says retired Hebrew University professor Matti Steinberg.
The two Arian intifadas were, it took place in the context of, let us say, some expectation that this uprising will lead towards a kind of a settlement. Now it is done in the context of total despair.
Nasrallah says many in East Jerusalem, especially young Arabs, increasingly feel they have nothing to lose.
I think people are concerned about their future in Jerusalem. You see the boycott, you see the boycott of Israeli products, of Israeli space, you see more and more segregation and separation in Jerusalem. You see that you can feel the tension in the air.
He notes that any dispute over Jerusalem's holy sites angers Muslims worldwide, and he worries that continued clashes could turn the Israeli-Palestinian conflict from a political dispute into a religious one. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.